Chapter 6. During the time that followed the death of Brahma, there came upon the celestial city a period of turmoil. Several among the gods were even expelled from heaven. It was a time when just about everyone feared being considered an accelerationist, and as fate would have it, at some point or other during this period, just about everyone was considered an accelerationist. Though great-souled Sam was dead, his spirit was said to live on, mocking. Then, in the days of disaffection and intrigue that led up to the great battle, it was rumored that more than his spirit might have lived on.
When the sun of suffering has set, there comes this peace, Lord of the quiet stars, this peace of creation, this place the mandala spins gray. The fool saith in his mind that his thoughts are only thoughts. Saraha, 98-99.
It was early morning, near the pool of the purple lotus, in the Garden of Joys, at the foot of the statue of the blue goddess with the Veena, Brahma was located. The girl who found him first thought him to be resting, for his eyes were still open. After a moment, though, she realized that he was not breathing, and his face, so contorted, underwent no changes of expression. She trembled as she awaited the ending of the universe. God being dead, she understood that this normally followed. But after a time, she decided that the internal cohesiveness of things might serve to hold the universe together for another hour or so. And such being the case, she thought it advisable to bring the matter of the imminent Yuga to the attention of someone better suited to cope with it. She told Brahma's first concubine, who went to see for herself, agree that her lord was indeed dead, address the statue of the blue goddess, who immediately began playing upon the Veena, and then sent messages to Vishnu and Shiva to come at once to the pavilion. They did, bringing Lord Ganesha with them. These viewed the remains, agreed as to their condition, and confined both women to their quarters against execution. Then they conferred. "We need another creator in a hurry," said Vishnu. "The floor is open for nominations."
"I nominate Ganesha," said Shiva.
"I decline," said Ganesha.
"Why?"
"I do not like being on the scene. I would much rather remain off somewhere behind it."
"Then let us consider some alternative choices quickly."
"Might it not be wise," asked Vishnu, "to ascertain the cause of this occurrence before proceeding?"
"No," said Ganesha. "The first order of business must be the selection of his successor. Even the post-mortem must wait on that. Heaven must never be without a Brahma."
"What do you say to one of the Lokapalas?"
"Perhaps."
"Yama?"
"No. He is too serious, too conscientious, a technician, not an administrator. Also, I think he's emotionally unstable."
"Kubera?"
"Too smart. I'm afraid of Kubera."
"Indra?"
"Too headstrong."
"Agni, then?"
"Maybe. Maybe not."
"Perhaps Krishna?"
"Too frivolous, never sober."
"Who would you suggest?"
"What is our greatest problem at the present time?"
"I do not feel that we have any great problems at the present time," said Vishnu.
"Then it might be wise to have one just about now," said Ganesha. "I feel that our greatest problem is accelerationism. Sam came back, stirring, making clear waters muddy."
"Yes," said Shiva.
"Accelerationism? Why kick a dead dog?"
"Ah, but it is not dead. Not down among men. And it will also serve to direct attention away from the succession within Trimurti, and regain at least surface solidarity here in the city. Unless, of course, you'd rather undertake a campaign against Niriti and his zombies."
"No thanks.
Not now."
Yes. Then accelerationism is our greatest problem at the present time."
"All right. Accelerationism is our greatest problem.
Who hates it more than anyone else?
Yourself?
Nonsense. Except me.
Tell us, Ganesha.
Kali.
I doubt this.
I do not. The twin beasts, Buddhism and accelerationism, draw a single chariot. The Buddha scorned her. She is a woman. She will carry on the campaign.
It will mean renouncing her womanhood.
Speak to me not of trifles.
All right, Kali.
But what of Yama?
What of him? Leave Yama to me.
I'd rather.
I also.
Very well. Go you then forth across the world, within the thunder chariot and upon the back of the great bird Garuda. Find Yama and Kali. Return them to heaven. I will wait upon your return and consider the matter of Brahma's passing.
So be it.
Agreed.
Good morning.
Good merchant Vama, wait. I would have words with thee.
Yea, Kabada, what wouldst thou?
It is difficult to find the words I would have with thee, but they do concern a certain state of affairs which hath aroused considerable sentiment on the parts of thy various adjacent neighbors.
Oh, speak on then.
Considering the atmosphere.
The atmosphere?
The winds and breezes, perhaps.
Winds, breezes?
And the things they bear.
Things? Such as?
Odors, good Vama.
Odors? What odors?
Odors of, well, odors of fecal matter.
Of, oh, yes, true, true enough. There may be a few such. I had forgotten, having grown used to them.
Might I inquire as to their cause?
They are caused by the product of defecation, Kabada.
Of this I am aware. I meant to make inquiry as to why they are present, rather than their source and nature.
They are present because of the buckets in my back room.